Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship.
And now we are going to go on to our next presenters, Stacy Iltis and Carrie Schroeder with flydancefitness.com, how they took something fun that they love to do and turned it into this big franchise. And they're moving all over the country. So welcome. Tell us how you did this.
Carrie and I became business partners in 2019. And 6 months later, COVID hit. And we were faced with a choice. I guess not really much of a choice. We had to close our doors for like 3 months.
Yeah.
But during that time, I mean, there's always an opportunity. So we saw the opportunity to go online and start doing virtual classes to keep our community together just in Sarasota. This was before franchising ever was thought of. Once we reopened our studio, we started filming on TikTok, which everybody was finally on TikTok at that point. And the world responded and they saw how fun our classes were, the authenticity of our classes, because it's real people in these videos. It's not professional dancers. It's all just regular people, nurses, doctors, teachers, you name it, they're in there. And from there, we saw the demand of wanting this studio in people's hometowns. People were telling us, I've been looking for this forever. You guys are fulfilling a need I didn't even know I had. I need this in my life. So we decided to start the franchising process. And during that time, we worked on a certification program to get people to teach this class at any local studio while we were getting those franchise documents ready. And then we launched our franchise. We were inundated with interest immediately after we launched it with hundreds of applications. We went through those. We interview everyone together. And now, just a few years later, we're at 23 locations signed. We've done all of this ourselves with a small but mighty team of all women. That's in a nutshell our story.
What is the class like? How is this different than other fitness classes?
We focus on adult group fitness. Our main format that you see majority of on our social media, it's called Throwdown. It's our signature format. And that is a high cardio hip hop dance fitness class. So it's 60 minutes. We have up-to-date music in there, like stuff you'll hear on the radio, but then also some 2000s, maybe even a couple 90s hits in there as well. But we come to get a workout, but this is also so much about a community and being able to dance together, like for exercise. But in that process, we do not strive for perfection. Like we will, even as instructors, we mess up and we laugh at each other as we catch back into the routine. It's all about having fun and then realizing along the way, like, wow, I just burned like 600 calories in that class. That's amazing.
Are you all dancing in unison? Or are you all doing your own dance? How does it work?
Yes. So they're all choreographed routines that we come up with in-house. So we have a new routine that gets introduced every Saturday. And then throughout the week, that routine is broken down. But then you also get in a regular Throwdown class, basically about 16 other routines that we have put in previously. They could be maybe a 10-year-old song that we're never going to get rid of because it is that fun. And then some newer routines as well. But there is repetition. There's about 2 to 4 parts in every routine and they do repeat. So even if you do come in as a brand new client, like we're trying to balance the, oh my goodness, this is fun, but I'm a little overwhelmed to keeping it interesting for those clients who have been around for over a decade with us. So
I'd like to ask a question. Yeah. So there are other fitness clubs like this. There's clubs that have aerobics, there's Zumba, there's other ones. What do you think made yours take off like it has? What made it so special?
I think there are so many workouts that people can get through it and they get on with their day. This is the workout that people get to do. And it's the highlight of their day. It's something that they look forward to while they're at work or before they go to bed. They put their kids to bed at night and they're like, I get to go to fly in the morning. I get to do this workout. Just like Ken's industry, it's kind of like people think that this is just a fitness class. It's so much more than that. We have a lot to do with entertainment as well. We put the fun at the forefront of our studio and at our fitness classes because people are going to continue things that they have fun doing. They enjoy it. We think that fitness should be enjoyable and we make it enjoyable. This is something that people look forward to doing. And yes, it is hard. It is not a cakewalk, step, touch, step, clap, 5, 6, 7, 8 class. We are going full out for 60 minutes. People are drenched in sweat, but they're leaving smiling and happy and hugging and cheering each other on. Carrie was the maid of honor in my wedding. Another thing that's so great is that we have all ages in our class. So women in their 20s, all the way up until their mid-60s, 70s are in our class, shaking that thing in and having an amazing time doing it. And it's all women from our community. It is like a family. And we're just trying to share that with as many people as possible across the country.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So, Ken, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I think what I loved is that they said it's about entertainment, about fun. And actually, I think there is a bit of entertainment in every industry out there. And what I love about what they've done is that they've managed to weave in performance and show womanship into what they do, into fitness. They've created something which can be that people do not want to do. I don't care who they are. The people that say they love working out, I think they're lying. So I'm just going to say it. So to give people fun and something enjoyable, and of course, the thing that all of us lack, that the theater is built on, and we certainly lacked coming out of the pandemic, is I think they built a community. Obviously proven evidence by the people that were like, I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this. And then the real people aspect of it, which I see all over their website, is it's just real people doing the thing, showing up and having a good time and having a good time with other people like them. And those communal experiences are what we all crave and we all need.
Okay, so what is the throwdown move?
We got a bunch. I mean, just as an example, we have over 200 active songs in our library right now, which I know it might sound crazy that we have that much choreography stuffed in our heads, but a lot of muscle memory does kick in, thankfully. And we do have to trim the list about twice a year, so it doesn't get a little bit too out of hand with that. But, you know, there are certain moves that we do think of, like a lot of squatting. We'll slap the floor. And then, like Stacey said, we all cheer each other on even with that. When someone does something extra, like adds a spin or you know, hits the floor or whatever it is. And it's really just about building each other up in our studio as well. But yeah, I mean, there are definitely like some maybe like more fitnessy kind of moves that are weaved in. Another thing that we have with our choreography that's important is we do a lot of traveling around the room. And we found that also is really big for calorie burn. And then also just to be able to interact with the others in the room just adds a lot of energy for sure. So a lot of jumping, you know, turning, the traveling. And then, like Stacey mentioned, though, like this really is for all ages. So we have those that are in their 60s and even into their 70s that are doing this. They might just not be jumping, or they might not be doing the twerk.
I'm definitely not jumping.
I was just going to ask, what experiences did you have early in life that you think put you on this path to owning a fitness studio?
That's a good one. I was a theater kid, so I loved, of course, this was wonderful. I was a theater kid in high school, and you're right. I think before the interview, we were talking about how if you're in theater, you're not necessarily going to be on Broadway, but you are going to be leading rooms. And theater taught me how to speak in front of large audiences, how to be okay with performing. And a lot of what we do, Carrie and I and our entire team, when we are leading our fitness classes, we feel like we are performing. And we are in charge of making that emotional connection within the room, making people feel something, just like on a Broadway show, you're making the audience feel something and making them want to come back the next day.
Yeah. And then for me, I grew up dancing. I definitely would not have thought as a kid that I would be co-owning a dance fitness studio and franchising that, like definitely not in my wildest dreams. I actually went to school for engineering, so I'm definitely more like math and science minded. But that does help, you know, with having that background and in some ways with as far as with operations and running the studio. But, you know, having the passion to dance like never left me. And I grew up dancing, but then it's like, you know, when I went to college, I stopped dancing, you know, like that happens to so many people. And that's what we find is such a connection, because there's so many just like us that they love something. They did it their whole lives and then they go off to school and then it's not a part of their lives at all anymore. And that's like really depressing. And I found Fly when I was, it was 16 years after I graduated high school. So besides, you know, going to the clubs in the early 2000s, like I really wasn't dancing anymore. And so it really like reignited that love that I realized that I'd been missing. And especially when both of us took over, we had young kids and it like finding ourselves again with this and to be able to move our bodies and have something for ourselves. Like it's so much like besides just being able to move your bodies, it's so good for your mental health and all the things to like set everything aside. You go through the barn door and can just like let it go for the hour and just let loose. And I think that's what is so important for so many others to have that.
That is great. I agree 100%. I love that it's online too, because you don't have a studio in New Jersey yet. I would like to try it. Stacy Eltis and Carrie Schroeder with Fly Dance Fitness. How do people find you?
They can go to our Instagram or our Facebook at Fly Dance Fitness or visit our website, flydancefitness.com. People think we're a lot bigger than we actually are. Like you can get a hold of us. So yeah. you can get a hold of us and we do respond to all of the DMs.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.